How you doing, everybody? Hopefully my levels on this one will be a little bit better. I know that before the last one I did, I thought it sounded pretty good, but the levels were a bit low, so I've adjusted, and theoretically this should sound better. It's been a very busy day today. I've gotten a lot done, but it has been surprisingly busy. I didn't expect to be doing this much today, but I've got some graphic design work that I was doing, some stuff for someone earlier. Excuse me. Sorry. Cleaning off the desk a little bit. I still have I have another graphic design project I need to do and get out to somebody. But I've got to feed myself first because I'm really hungry. Currently uploading a video to YouTube. Let's check on the progress. It's not done yet. It's quite a large video, so it's taking a while. I continue to be really impressed with my new computer. I won't harp on about it. I know I've talked a lot about it, but I seem to be constantly finding things that really impress me. This time around, I just put together just a silly little video. I promised a couple of friends that I would put up on YouTube and added a little bit to, added some titles and so on. But I really wanted to see how good the quality could be if I ran it through Premiere and exported it to an excellent file quality. Oh, excuse me. I mean, excellent file format. And uploaded that to YouTube. And I thought, well, I'll go ahead and I'll hit upload and then go downstairs and get myself something to eat. And before I could step away from the desk, it had finished uploading, or I'm sorry, finished encoding. I was more than a little shocked, but shocked in a good way. I'm so accustomed to, you know, being able to set it and forget it, so to speak. But now it looks like my render times and my encoding times are down to nothing. Cannot complain about that. The upload to YouTube, however, is taking a long time. This is disheartening. Of course, I know that this is more YouTube than my computer, but it's about a 30 gig or 30 meg. Yeah, 30 gig. It's about a 30 meg file. So it is indeed taking quite some time. Shouldn't take quite this long, but if it doesn't go through, I'll check the file and start over. Anyway, this is getting boring. So been thinking about the open source film project, and with any luck, sometime in the next couple of weeks, I will have a website plan in place to get things sort of networking. If you don't know what I'm talking about a project that I've been sort of mulling over for a while, and I think I'm about to kick it off, where a film is made via an open source, sort of a crowdsourced method, where lots of people over a long, you know, or over a wide area will be able to pool their resources and actually put a film together. And I mean a real film, as real as we can make it, as you know. Then again, these days, that brings up a good question. What is a real film? Just having something in a theater produced by a studio does not, that's not the limit case of what constitutes a film. Give me an email. Send me an email if you'd like. Isoban, ISOBAN @gmail.com. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on filmmaking and the future, and how is that going to work? The definition of cinema. How is it going to change? Send me an email, and everybody stay happy, stay good.